Welcome back, Stoic Warriors. In our previous episodes, we've laid a solid foundation in Stoic philosophy, exploring perception, emotions, self-awareness, unbiased thought, action, duty, and pragmatism. We've learned to see the world clearly, manage our emotions wisely, and take purposeful action in alignment with our values. But today, we're diving into the heart of Stoic resilience, the discipline of will, fortitude, and resilience. Life isn't always a smooth journey. We face challenges, setbacks, and unexpected obstacles that can test our resolve and shake our foundations. But the Stoics believed that we all possess an inner strength, a fortitude that allows us to endure hardship, overcome adversity, and emerge even stronger on the other side. In this episode, we'll explore 10 Stoic lessons that will help you cultivate this inner strength and resilience. We'll learn why a strong mind is more valuable than good luck, how to embrace challenges as opportunities for growth, and why it's important to focus on what's within our control, even in the face of adversity. We'll also delve into the Stoic perspective on change, the importance of not being deceived by appearances, and the power of embracing our own fallibility. And we'll discover how to overcome laziness, cultivate a strong character, and face life's uncertainties with courage and equanimity. So, if you're ready to fortify your mind, strengthen your resolve, and become unshakable in the face of life's challenges, then buckle up and get ready for an empowering exploration of Stoic fortitude and resilience. It's time to unleash your inner strength and become the best version of yourself, no matter what obstacles come your way. If you found this episode valuable, please give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the Stoic wisdom and empower others to cultivate fortitude and resilience in their own lives. Lesson 1. The mental muscle, the Stoics' secret weapon. All right, folks, let's kick off this episode on fortitude and resilience with a Stoic truth that's more valuable than any lucky charm. A strong mind is better than good luck. Now, before you start thinking this is just some motivational poster fluff, let's dig a little deeper. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about mastering their minds and emotions, understood that true strength and resilience come from within, not from external circumstances or chance encounters. Seneca, the Roman Stoic philosopher and playwright, put it this way in his Moral Letters: "The rational soul is stronger than any kind of fortune. From its own share, it guides its affairs here or there, and is itself the cause of a happy or miserable life." In other words, it's not about the hand you're dealt, it's about how you play it. It's not about luck, it's about grit. It's not about hoping for the best, it's about preparing for the worst, and having the mental fortitude to handle whatever comes your way. The luck lottery. We live in a world that's obsessed with luck, with the idea that success and happiness are just a matter of being in the right place at the right time. We buy lottery tickets, follow horoscopes, and cross our fingers, hoping that the universe will smile upon us and grant us our wishes. But the Stoics would argue that this reliance on luck is a recipe for disappointment and frustration. It puts our fate in the hands of external forces beyond our control, leaving us feeling powerless and at the mercy of chance. Think about it. Have you ever won a small prize in a raffle or lottery, only to feel the excitement quickly fade away? Or have you ever seen someone achieve success seemingly effortlessly, only to realize later that it was the result of years of hard work, dedication, and perseverance? That's the illusion of luck. It's tempting to attribute other people's achievements to good fortune, but the truth is, most success stories are built on a foundation of hard work, discipline, and a strong mind. The Stoic Mental Gym. The Stoics believed that the mind is like a muscle. It needs to be trained and exercised in order to grow stronger and more resilient. They developed a variety of practices and techniques to cultivate mental fortitude, including meditation and mindfulness. By observing our thoughts and emotions without judgment, we can gain greater control over our inner world and develop a sense of calm and clarity, even in the midst of chaos. Negative visualization. This involves imagining potential setbacks or challenges, not to dwell on them, but to prepare ourselves mentally and emotionally for their possibility. This helps us build resilience and avoid being caught off guard when things don't go according to plan. Voluntary discomfort. The Stoics would intentionally expose themselves to discomfort, whether it was cold showers, fasting, or sleeping on the floor. This helped them build physical and mental toughness, and it reminded them that they could endure hardship and still maintain their inner peace. Reflection and journaling. By examining our thoughts, actions, and motivations, we can gain valuable insights into our own strengths and weaknesses, and we can make more intentional choices that align with our values and goals. Modern-day examples. The Stoic emphasis on mental strength is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of people overcoming challenges and achieving success through sheer grit and determination all around us. The entrepreneur who overcomes failure. This person might have faced numerous setbacks and rejections, but they never gave up on their dream. They learned from their mistakes, adapted their strategies, and eventually achieved success through perseverance and a strong mindset. The athlete who recovers from injury. This athlete might have suffered a career-threatening injury, but they didn't let it define them. They worked tirelessly through rehab, pushing their physical and mental limits, and eventually returned to their sport, even stronger than before. The single parent who juggles multiple responsibilities. This parent faces countless challenges, from financial struggles to childcare to emotional exhaustion. But they find the strength to keep going, to provide for their children, and to create a loving and stable home, even in the face of adversity. The Stoic Advantage. By cultivating a strong mind, you're not just preparing yourself for challenges, you're also creating a foundation for a more fulfilling and joyful life. You're developing the inner resources to navigate any obstacle, to overcome any setback, and to emerge from every experience with greater wisdom and resilience. Remember, the Stoics believed that true strength lies not in luck or external circumstances, but in the power of our own minds. So let's embrace the Stoic challenge, train our mental muscles, and become the masters of our own fate. Lesson 2. The Philosophical RX. Embrace the bitter pill for a healthier soul. All right, folks, let's talk about a Stoic concept that might make you squirm a bit. Philosophy is like medicine. It may be painful, but it heals. Now, before you start picturing nasty-tasting cough syrup and uncomfortable doctor's visits, let's reframe this idea. We're not talking about physical ailments here. We're talking about the aches and pains of the mind, the anxieties, the insecurities, the self-defeating thoughts that can keep us from living our best lives. The Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, saw philosophy not as a purely intellectual pursuit, but as a practical tool for healing the soul. They understood that just like our bodies can get sick, Our minds can become infected with unhealthy beliefs, destructive habits, and negative emotions. And just like we need medicine to treat physical ailments, we need philosophy to treat the ailments of the mind. The bitter pill of truth. Now, let's be real. Just like medicine, philosophy can sometimes be a bitter pill to swallow. It challenges our assumptions, forces us to confront our flaws, and pushes us outside our comfort zones. It can be uncomfortable, even painful, to question our deeply held beliefs, or to acknowledge the ways in which we might be contributing to our own suffering. Think about those times when you've received constructive criticism, or when you've had to face a harsh truth about yourself or the world around you. It's not always easy to hear, is it? It can sting, it can bruise your ego, it can even make you angry or defensive. But the Stoics would argue that this discomfort is a necessary part of the healing process. It's like going to the gym. You might feel sore and achy afterwards, but it's a sign that you're working those muscles, building strength and resilience. As Musonius Rufus, a Stoic teacher known for his practical approach to philosophy, put it, "Just as those who are treated by doctors are often benefited by the more bitter remedies, so also those whose souls are being treated by philosophy profit more from the harsher and more stringent doctrines." In other words, don't shy away from the tough truths or the challenging practices that philosophy offers. Embrace the discomfort, knowing that it's leading you towards a healthier and more resilient mind. The healing power of philosophy. So, how does philosophy actually heal the soul? It works in a few different ways. 1. Self-awareness. Philosophy helps us to understand ourselves better, our strengths and weaknesses, our values and motivations, our fears and desires. This self-knowledge is the first step towards making positive changes and living a more intentional life. 2. Perspective. Philosophy offers us a broader perspective on life, helping us to see the bigger picture and to put our own problems and challenges in context. This can be incredibly liberating, reminding us that we're not alone in our struggles and that there's always a way to find meaning and purpose, even in the face of adversity. 3. Resilience. Philosophy teaches us how to cope with life's inevitable setbacks and challenges. It equips us with tools and strategies for managing our emotions, overcoming obstacles, and finding strength in the face of adversity. 4. Virtue. Philosophy encourages us to cultivate virtues like wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. These virtues not only make us better people, but they also lead to a more fulfilling and joyful life. Modern-day examples. The Stoic idea of philosophy as medicine is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of its healing power all around us. Therapy and counseling. Many forms of therapy draw upon philosophical principles to help people overcome mental and emotional challenges. They encourage self-reflection, cognitive reframing, and the development of healthier coping mechanisms. Self-help books and workshops. Countless self-help resources offer guidance and support for personal growth and transformation. They often incorporate Stoic ideas like mindfulness, acceptance, and the importance of focusing on what's within our control. Support groups and communities. Connecting with others who share similar struggles can be a powerful source of healing and support. These communities offer a safe space to share experiences, learn from others, and find strength in collective resilience. The Stoic prescription. The Stoics challenge us to embrace philosophy not as a purely intellectual pursuit, but as a practical tool for healing the soul. They urge us to be open to its teachings, even when they're challenging or uncomfortable, and to trust in its ability to guide us towards a more fulfilling and joyful life. So today, let's make a commitment to take our philosophical medicine, even if it tastes a bit bitter at first. Let's embrace the discomfort, the challenges, and the opportunities for growth that philosophy offers. And let's trust that, just like physical medicine, it has the power to heal, to strengthen, and to transform us from the inside out. Lesson 3. The Readiness Radar, the Stoics' Guide to Avoiding the Oops Too Soon Faceplant. All right, folks, let's talk about a lesson that's all about timing and preparation. Don't rush into things you're not prepared for. Now, this might sound like your grandma's advice before a big test, but trust me, the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about wisdom and self-mastery, knew a thing or two about the importance of being ready before taking the plunge. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus put it bluntly in his discourses: "We must undergo a hard winter training and not rush into things for which we haven't prepared." In other words, don't be a foolhardy adventurer charging into the unknown without a map, a compass, or even a decent pair of hiking boots. Take the time to prepare, to train, to gather the knowledge and skills you need to succeed. Otherwise, you're setting yourself up for disappointment, frustration, and a whole lot of unnecessary pain. The impatience pandemic. We live in a world that's obsessed with speed and instant gratification. We want everything now: the latest gadget, the dream job, the perfect relationship. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to hustle harder, move faster, and never give up. But the Stoics would urge us to pump the brakes a bit. They understood that true success and fulfillment often come from patience, preparation, and a willingness to put in the hard work before taking action. It's like baking a cake. You can't just throw all the ingredients in a bowl and expect a masterpiece. You need to follow the recipe, measure carefully, and give it time to bake in the oven. Think about those times when you've rushed into something unprepared. Maybe you took on a new project at work without fully understanding the scope or requirements, only to find yourself overwhelmed and scrambling to catch up. Or perhaps you jumped into a new relationship headfirst, blinded by infatuation, only to discover later that you and your partner were fundamentally incompatible. These are all examples of how impatience and lack of preparation can lead to frustration, disappointment, and even heartache. The Stoics would remind us that it's far better to take our time, to do our due diligence, and to make sure we're fully equipped to handle the challenges ahead. The Stoic approach: preparation and readiness. So, how do you cultivate this Stoic sense of preparedness and avoid the pitfalls of rushing in unprepared? Here are a few strategies. 1. Assess the situation. Before taking on any new challenge or endeavor, take the time to assess the situation objectively. What are the potential risks and rewards? What skills and knowledge do you need to succeed? What resources are available to you? 2. Develop a plan. Once you have a clear understanding of the situation, create a plan of action. Break down the task into smaller, more manageable steps. Set realistic goals and timelines, and be prepared to adjust your plan as needed. 3. Seek out guidance. Don't be afraid to ask for help or advice from those who have more experience or expertise than you. Mentors, coaches, and trusted friends can offer valuable insights and guidance as you navigate new challenges. 4. Practice patience. The Stoics were masters of patience, recognizing that some things simply take time. Don't expect overnight success or instant gratification. Focus on making steady progress, one step at a time, and trust that the results will come with consistent effort and dedication. 5. Embrace the learning process. See every challenge as an opportunity to learn and grow. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. They're a natural part of the learning process. Embrace feedback, reflect on your experiences, and use them to improve your skills and knowledge. Modern-day examples. The Stoic principle of preparedness is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of its importance all around us. The athlete who trains diligently. They understand that they can't just show up on game day and expect to win. They put in countless hours of practice, conditioning, and strategy sessions to prepare themselves for the challenges of competition. The student who studies consistently. They know that cramming the night before an exam is not a recipe for success. They create a study schedule, review their notes regularly, and seek help from professors or tutors when needed. The entrepreneur who does their market research. They don't just launch a business on a whim. They conduct thorough market research, develop a solid business plan, and seek out mentors and advisors to increase their chances of success. The Stoic advantage. By embracing the Stoic principle of preparedness, you're not just avoiding unnecessary setbacks and failures, you're also cultivating a mindset of confidence, competence, and self-efficacy. You're proving to yourself that you have the ability to tackle challenges head-on, to learn from your experiences, and to achieve your goals through deliberate action and preparation. Remember, the Stoics weren't about playing it safe or avoiding risks altogether. They were about calculated risks, informed decisions, and a willingness to put in the hard work required to achieve greatness. So today, let's make a commitment to approach our challenges with a Stoic mindset. Let's assess the situation, develop a plan, seek out guidance, and practice patience. Let's embrace the learning process and trust that with preparation and dedication, we can overcome any obstacle and achieve our dreams. Lesson 4. The Crucible of Adversity. The Stoic's Path to Discovering Your True Strength. All right, folks, let's talk about a truth that's both terrifying and exhilarating. You can't know how strong you are until you're tested. It's like that old saying, smooth seas don't make skillful sailors. We might think we're tough, resilient, and capable of handling anything life throws our way. But until we're actually faced with adversity, we can't truly know what we're made of. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about resilience and inner strength, understood this all too well. They saw challenges and setbacks not as misfortunes to be avoided, but as opportunities for growth, self-discovery, and the development of true character. Seneca, the Roman Stoic philosopher and playwright, put it this way: "Fire is the test of gold, adversity of strong men." In other words, it's in the crucible of hardship that our true mettle is revealed. It's when we're pushed to our limits, when we're forced to confront our fears and doubts, that we discover the depths of our own strength and resilience. The illusion of invulnerability. We live in a world that often tries to shield us from discomfort and pain. We're encouraged to seek comfort, security, and the path of least resistance. But the Stoics would argue that this pursuit of a pain-free life is an illusion, and it can actually make us weaker and more vulnerable in the long run. Think about it. Have you ever avoided a challenging task or a difficult conversation because you were afraid of failure or discomfort? Or have you ever stayed in a toxic relationship or a dead-end job because it was familiar and safe, even though it wasn't fulfilling or aligned with your values? These are all examples of how we can inadvertently weaken ourselves by avoiding challenges and seeking comfort at all costs. It's like a muscle that never gets used. It will atrophy and wither away. The Stoic embrace of challenges. The Stoics, on the other hand, embraced challenges as opportunities to test their strength, to prove their resilience, and to emerge from adversity even stronger than before. They understood that true growth and transformation happen outside our comfort zones, in the face of obstacles and setbacks. As Epictetus said, "The true man is not the one who has mastered others, but the one who has mastered himself." In other words, the greatest battle you'll ever fight is the battle within yourself, the battle against your own fears, doubts, and limitations. And it's only by facing those challenges head on that you can truly discover your own inner strength and resilience. Modern-day examples of resilience. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Think about the entrepreneur who faces countless rejections and setbacks before finally achieving success, or the athlete who overcomes a career-threatening injury to return to their sport even stronger than before, or the single parent who juggles multiple responsibilities with unwavering determination and love. These individuals might not identify as Stoics, but they're embodying the Stoic spirit of resilience and perseverance. They're facing challenges head-on, finding strength in adversity, and using their experiences to become better, stronger, and more capable versions of themselves. The Stoic Challenge. The Stoics challenge us to step outside our comfort zones, to embrace challenges, and to test our mettle against the anvil of life. They remind us that we're capable of more than we think, and that it's only by facing adversity that we can truly discover our own inner strength and resilience. So today, let's make a commitment to not shy away from challenges. Let's see obstacles as opportunities, setbacks as stepping stones, and hardships as a chance to prove our mettle and become the best versions of ourselves. Remember, you're stronger than you think. You were born for this. Lesson 5. The Inner Circle, the Stoic Art of Prioritizing What Truly Matters. All right, folks, let's dive into a Stoic principle that's all about cutting through the noise and focusing on what truly matters. Focus on what is yours alone. Now, before you start picturing a solitary retreat in a remote cabin, let's clarify what the Stoics meant by this. The Stoics weren't advocating for a life of isolation or detachment from the world. They were all about engaging with life fully, contributing to society, and building meaningful relationships. But they also understood that in order to do this effectively, we need to be clear about our priorities and focus our energy on what's within our control. Epictetus, the no-nonsense Stoic teacher, put it this way: "Some things are up to us, and some things are not up to us. Our opinions are up to us, and our impulses, desires, aversions, in short, whatever is our own doing. Our bodies are not up to us, nor are our possessions, our reputations, or our public offices, or, that is, whatever is not our own doing." In other words, there's a whole lot of stuff in this world that's simply outside of our control. Other people's opinions, the economy, the weather, even our own health to some extent. Worrying about these externals is like trying to control the wind. It's a recipe for frustration and anxiety. But here's the empowering part. There's also a whole lot of stuff that is within our control. Our thoughts, our judgments, our actions, our character. And by focusing our energy and attention on these internal factors, we can create a sense of agency, purpose, and even joy, regardless of what's happening around us. The Stoic Circle of Control. The Stoics often used the metaphor of a circle to represent this idea. The things within the circle are the things we can directly influence, our own thoughts, choices, and behaviors. The things outside the circle are the things we can't control, external events, other people's actions, the whims of fate. The Stoic challenge is to focus on expanding our circle of control, not by trying to dominate the external world, but by mastering our inner world. It's about recognizing that our true power lies in our ability to choose how we respond to life's challenges, not in trying to bend the universe to our will. Modern day distractions. In today's world, it's easier than ever to get distracted from what's truly important. We're constantly bombarded with notifications, emails, social media updates, and the never-ending stream of news and information. It's like trying to focus on a task while juggling flaming torches and riding a unicycle. It's nearly impossible. The Stoics would urge us to step back from this chaos and reclaim our focus. They'd remind us that our time and energy are precious resources, and we need to be intentional about how we spend them. Prioritizing what matters. So, how do you focus on what's yours alone in the midst of all this noise and distraction? Here are a few Stoic strategies. 1. Identify your values. What's truly important to you? What are the principles and ideals that guide your life? Once you're clear on your values, you can start making choices that align with them, regardless of external pressures or distractions. 2. Set clear goals. What do you want to achieve in your life? What are your dreams and aspirations? Once you have a clear vision for your future, you can start taking concrete steps towards making it a reality. 3. Eliminate distractions. Identify the things that are pulling you away from your goals and values. This could include social media, toxic relationships, or even certain commitments and obligations that no longer serve you. 4. Practice mindfulness. Cultivate present moment awareness and focus on the task at hand. When your mind starts to wander, gently bring it back to the present moment and refocus on your priorities. 5. Say no. Don't be afraid to say no to requests or invitations that don't align with your values or goals. Your time and energy are precious, and you have the right to protect them. The Stoic advantage. By focusing on what's yours alone, you're not just becoming more productive or efficient, you're also cultivating a deeper sense of purpose, meaning, and inner peace. You're creating a life that's truly your own, a life that's guided by your values, your passions, and your own unique vision for the future. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher William B. Irvine puts it, "The goal of Stoicism is to live a happy life, and one way to do this is to avoid becoming overly dependent on things that are outside our control." So, today, let's make a commitment to prioritize what truly matters. Let's focus on our own circle of control, set clear intentions, and take deliberate actions that move us closer to our goals. Let's create a life that's not just about reacting to the world around us, but about actively shaping our own destiny. Lesson 6. The Stoic Reality Check. Don't judge a book by its cover or its Instagram filter. All right, folks, let's talk about something we're all guilty of from time to time, judging things based on how they look on the outside. We see a shiny new car and assume the owner is successful. We see someone dressed in designer clothes and think they must be wealthy. We see a picture-perfect family on social media and assume they have the perfect life. But the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about wisdom and clear thinking, would tell us to pump the brakes on those snap judgments. They understood that appearances can be deceiving and that true value lies beneath the surface. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it this way in his Meditations. Don't be fooled by appearances. Things are not always what they seem. In other words, don't let the glitter and glam blind you to the reality of a situation. Don't judge a book by its cover, a person by their clothes, or a social media post by its carefully curated filter. Take the time to look deeper, to see beyond the surface, and to understand the true nature of things. The illusion of appearances. We live in a world that's obsessed with image and appearances. We're bombarded with advertisements, social media influencers, and carefully crafted narratives that tell us what we should want, how we should look, and what success should look like. It's easy to get caught up in this illusion, to believe that outward appearances are a reflection of inner worth or happiness. But the Stoics would remind us that this is often a mirage, a carefully constructed facade that masks deeper truths. Think about those times when you've been envious of someone's seemingly perfect life, only to discover later that they were struggling with hidden challenges or insecurities. Or maybe you've been drawn to a flashy new product, only to find that it didn't live up to the hype and left you feeling empty and dissatisfied. These are all examples of how appearances can deceive us, how they can create false expectations and lead us astray from what truly matters. The Stoics would urge us to cultivate a more discerning eye, to look beyond the surface and see the true nature of things. The Stoic practice of discernment. So how do you avoid falling for the illusion of appearances? How do you cultivate the Stoic virtue of discernment, the ability to see through the surface and perceive the true essence of things? Here are a few strategies. 1. Question your assumptions. Don't just accept things at face value. When you see something that triggers a strong reaction, envy, desire, judgment, pause and ask yourself, what am I really seeing here? Is this the whole picture, or is there more to the story? 2. Look for the underlying essence. The Stoics believed that everything has an underlying essence or nature, a core principle that defines its true value. When evaluating people, situations, or even material possessions, try to look beyond the surface and discern their true essence. What are their values? What are their motivations? What is their impact on the world? 3. Practice detachment. Don't get too attached to external appearances or material possessions. Remember that these things are fleeting and impermanent. True wealth and happiness come from within, from your character, your virtues, and your relationships. 4. Focus on what you can control. You can't control how others present themselves or how the world appears to you, but you can control your own perception, your own judgments, and your own actions. Focus on what's within your power and let go of the need to control or judge externals. Modern day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you're scrolling through social media and you see a picture of a friend enjoying a lavish vacation. Instead of feeling envious, you can remind yourself that you don't know the full story behind that picture. Maybe they're struggling with financial debt or relationship problems. Or maybe they're simply enjoying a well-deserved break after a period of hard work and sacrifice. Or perhaps you're considering buying a new car. It's tempting to be swayed by the shiny paint job, the luxurious interior, and the promises of status and prestige. but by taking a stoic approach, you can focus on the essentials. Does the car meet your needs? Is it reliable and affordable? Will it truly add value to your life? The Stoic Advantage. By not being deceived by outward appearances, you're not just avoiding envy, comparison, and impulsive decisions. You're also cultivating a deeper and more meaningful understanding of the world around you. You're seeing things as they truly are, not as you wish them to be, and that's a powerful tool for navigating life's complexities with wisdom and grace. Remember, the Stoics believed that true beauty and value lie beneath the surface. So, let's challenge ourselves to look beyond the superficial, to seek out the essence of things, and to make choices that are based on truth, not illusion. By doing so, we can create a life that's rich in meaning, purpose, and genuine connection. Lesson 7. The Freedom Trap. The sneaky ways we give up our power. All right, folks, let's have a heart-to-heart about something we all cherish, but can easily lose sight of in the hustle and bustle of modern life. Our freedom. The Stoics weren't just talking about political freedom or freedom from physical constraints. They were talking about a deeper kind of freedom, the freedom of the mind, the freedom to choose how we respond to the world around us, the freedom to live a life that's truly our own. Epictetus. The no-nonsense Stoic teacher put it bluntly. He is free who lives as he wishes to live, who is neither subject to compulsion nor to hindrance nor to force, whose movements to action are not impeded, whose desires attain their purpose, and who does not fall into that which he would avoid. Now that sounds pretty awesome, right? But here's the catch. It's surprisingly easy to give up our freedom without even realizing it. We can become enslaved to our habits, our desires, our fears, and the opinions of others. We can let external circumstances dictate our moods and our choices. And before we know it, we're living a life that's not truly our own, a life where we're reacting instead of acting, following the crowd instead of charting our own course. The subtle shackles. Think about those times when you've felt trapped or powerless. Maybe you're stuck in a job you hate, but you're afraid to leave because of the golden handcuffs of a steady paycheck and benefits. Or perhaps you're in a relationship that's no longer fulfilling, but you're afraid to be alone or face the judgment of others. Or maybe you're constantly comparing yourself to others on social media, feeling like you're not measuring up and letting their highlight reels dictate your own self-worth. These are all examples of how we can unintentionally surrender our freedom. We become attached to things that are outside of our control. Money, relationships, external validation, and we let those attachments dictate our choices and our happiness. We trade our autonomy for a false sense of security, and we end up feeling trapped and unfulfilled. The Stoics would call this a form of slavery, a voluntary submission to external forces that rob us of our agency and our ability to live in accordance with our true nature. As Seneca wrote, "No slavery is more disgraceful than one which is self-imposed." The Stoic Path to Liberation. So, how do we break free from these subtle shackles and reclaim our freedom? The Stoics offer a few powerful strategies. 1. Mindful awareness. The first step is to shine a light on those sneaky ways we're giving up our freedom. This requires honesty and self-reflection. What are the things we're clinging to that are causing us anxiety, stress, or unhappiness? What are the external influences that are shaping our choices and behaviors? Are we living in alignment with our values, or are we letting the opinions of others dictate our lives? 2. internal validation. Instead of seeking validation from others, cultivate a strong sense of self-worth that comes from within. Focus on living in accordance with your values and principles, and let your actions be a reflection of your best self. Remember, as Marcus Aurelius said, "The opinion of 10,000 men is of no value if none of them know anything about the subject." 3. Detachment from outcomes. Recognize that you can't control the outcomes of your actions, only your intentions and efforts. Focus on doing what's right, what's virtuous, and let go of the need for a specific result. As Epictetus taught, some things are in our control and others not. 4. Embrace change. The world is in a constant state of flux. Don't cling to the status quo or resist change. Embrace the impermanence of life and adapt to new circumstances with flexibility and resilience. Remember, as Heraclitus said, "The only constant in life is change." Modern day examples: the fear of missing out, FOMO. This drives us to constantly check social media, attend every social event, and try to keep up with the latest trends, even if it means sacrificing our own time, energy, and well-being. We give up our freedom to choose how we spend our time in pursuit of external validation and a fear of being left out. The keeping up with the Joneses mentality. This leads us to compare ourselves to others and strive for material possessions and external achievements, even if they don't bring us true happiness or fulfillment. We surrender our autonomy to societal pressures and the illusion of status. The approval addiction. This compels us to seek validation and approval from others, often at the expense of our own authenticity and self-respect. We let the opinions of others dictate our worth, rather than relying on our own internal compass. The Stoic call to action. The Stoics challenge us to live a life of true freedom, where our choices are guided by reason, virtue, and a deep understanding of our own nature. They remind us that we have the power to break free from the subtle shackles that bind us, and to create a life that's truly our own. So today, let's make a commitment to examine our attachments, to cultivate inner strength, and to make choices that are aligned with our values and purpose. Let's embrace the Stoic ideal of awareness as freedom, and let's create a life that's not just about existing, but about truly living. Lesson 8. The power of perspective, the Stoics' guide to turning pain into power. All right, folks, let's dive into a Stoic concept that's a bit of a mind-bender, but it's also incredibly empowering. True harm comes from your own beliefs about harm. Now, before you start scratching your head, let me break it down for you in plain English. The Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, were all about mastering their minds and emotions. They understood that it's not the events themselves that cause us pain or suffering, but our judgments about those events. It's not the breakup that breaks your heart, it's your belief that you'll never find love again. It's not the traffic jam that ruins your day, it's your judgment that being late is a catastrophe. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it this way in his Meditations: "Do away with the opinion, I am harmed, and the harm is cast away too. Do away with being harmed, and harm disappears." In other words, the real source of our suffering often lies not in the external event itself, but in the story we tell ourselves about it. It's our interpretations, our judgments, our beliefs about what happened that create the emotional turmoil and pain. The mind's movie. Think of your mind like a movie theater, and every experience you have is projected onto the screen. Now, you have two choices. You can sit back and passively watch the movie, letting the images and sounds dictate your emotional response. Or you can become the director, choosing the lens through which you view the film, the soundtrack that accompanies it, and even the ending. The Stoics believed we have the power to be the directors of our own mental movies. We can choose how we interpret events, how we assign meaning to them, and ultimately, how we respond to them. Reframing adversity. The Stoic way. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom to life with a few modern-day examples. Imagine you're passed over for a promotion at work. Your initial reaction might be disappointment, anger, and a sense of injustice. You might tell yourself, "I deserved that promotion. My boss is unfair, and my hard work isn't appreciated." This judgment creates a mental movie filled with resentment and self-pity. But what if you reframe the situation? What if you see this setback as an opportunity to learn and grow? Maybe you can ask for feedback, identify areas for improvement, and come back even stronger next time. Or perhaps this is a sign that it's time to explore new opportunities and find a workplace that truly values your contributions. Suddenly, the same event takes on a completely different meaning, and your mental movie becomes one of empowerment and resilience. Let's take another example. You're stuck in a long line at the DMV. Your initial judgment might be, "This is the worst. I'm wasting my entire day, and I have so much other stuff to do." This judgment triggers frustration, impatience, and a general sense of negativity. But what if you reframe the situation? What if you see this as an opportunity to practice patience, to catch up on your reading, or to simply observe the people around you with curiosity and compassion? Suddenly, the same event becomes a chance for mindfulness and personal growth, rather than a source of frustration. The Stoic advantage. By understanding that true harm comes from our own beliefs about harm, we're not just managing our emotions, we're also reclaiming our power. We're recognizing that we have the ability to choose our own narratives, to reframe adversity, and to find meaning and growth, even in the most challenging situations. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Donald Robertson puts it, "The Stoics believed that we have far more control over our own happiness than we tend to assume. By changing our beliefs and attitudes, we can transform our experience of life." The takeaway. The next time you're faced with a difficult situation, remember that you have the power to choose your response. Don't let your initial judgments dictate your emotions or your actions. Take a step back, reframe your perspective, and look for the opportunity for growth and learning that's hidden within the challenge. By mastering the art of reframing, you can transform pain into power, setbacks into stepping stones, and adversity into an opportunity to become the best version of yourself. Lesson 9. The laziness lie, the Stoics' call to action. All right, folks, let's tackle a topic that might hit a little too close to home for some of us. Laziness. Now, before you start getting defensive or reaching for the remote, let's be clear. The Stoics weren't about shaming or judging anyone. They were all about self-mastery, discipline, and living a life of purpose and action. And they saw laziness not just as a bad habit, but as a sign of a weak character, a failure to live up to our full potential. Musonius Rufus, a Stoic teacher known for his no-nonsense approach, put it this way: "If you do not regard inaction, laziness, as shameful, then you will not readily rouse yourself to action, nor will you be inclined to do so, since you will not feel any shame even if you entirely neglect some duty." In other words, if you don't see laziness as a problem, you're not going to be motivated to change. You'll be content to drift along, making excuses and letting opportunities pass you by. And that's not the Stoic way. The Siren Song of Comfort. We live in a world that's full of distractions and temptations. It's easy to fall into the trap of comfort and complacency, to choose the path of least resistance, to put off difficult tasks or uncomfortable conversations. We tell ourselves we'll do it later, that we're too tired, or that we just don't have the motivation. But the Stoics would argue that this is a dangerous game. Laziness, they believed, is not just a harmless indulgence. It's a corrosive force that can eat away at our character, our ambition, and our sense of purpose. It's like a slow-acting poison, gradually weakening our resolve and preventing us from reaching our full potential. The Stoic Antidote: Action and Discipline. So, how do you break free from the grip of laziness and cultivate a more proactive and purposeful approach to life? The Stoics offer a few powerful strategies. 1. Embrace the discomfort. The Stoics understood that growth and progress often involve discomfort and challenge. Don't shy away from difficult tasks or uncomfortable situations. Embrace them as opportunities to build your strength and resilience. 2. Set clear goals and intentions. Having a clear sense of purpose and direction can be a powerful motivator. Set specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, SMART goals, and create a plan for achieving them. 3. Practice self-discipline. The Stoics believed that self-discipline is like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it becomes. Start by setting small, achievable goals and holding yourself accountable to them. Celebrate your successes and learn from your setbacks. 4. Find your why. Connect your actions to a larger purpose or meaning. Why is this task important? How does it contribute to your values, your goals, or the well-being of others? Having a clear sense of purpose can fuel your motivation and help you overcome laziness. 5. Surround yourself with positive influences. The company you keep can have a profound impact on your mindset and behavior. Surround yourself with people who inspire and motivate you, who challenge you to be your best self, and who hold you accountable to your goals. Modern-day examples of overcoming laziness. The Stoic approach to laziness is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of people overcoming laziness and achieving great things all around us. The entrepreneur who hustles day and night. They're driven by a vision, a passion, and a relentless work ethic. They don't let laziness or excuses get in the way of their dreams. The athlete who trains tirelessly. They push their bodies to the limit, day in and day out, in pursuit of their goals. They understand that greatness requires sacrifice and dedication. The student who burns the midnight oil. They're committed to their education and their future. They put in the long hours of study, even when it's tempting to procrastinate or give in to distractions. The Stoic Advantage. By overcoming laziness and cultivating a proactive and disciplined approach to life, you're not just achieving your goals, you're also building a strong and resilient character. You're proving to yourself that you have the power to overcome challenges, to push your limits, and to create a life that's truly fulfilling. Remember, the Stoics believed that a life of inaction and complacency is a wasted life. So, let's embrace the challenge, let's get off the couch, let's put in the work, and let's create a life that's worthy of our full potential. Lesson 10. The Impermanence Principle. The Stoic's Guide to Rolling with the Punches. All right, folks, let's wrap up this episode on fortitude and resilience with a Stoic truth that's both humbling and liberating. Everything is subject to change. Now, this might sound a bit like a downer, but stick with me. The Stoics weren't about pessimism or doom and gloom. They were about embracing reality as it is, with all its fluidity and impermanence. And by understanding this fundamental truth, we can cultivate a mindset of acceptance, adaptability, and inner peace that can weather any storm. The pre-Socratic philosopher Heraclitus, whose ideas deeply influenced the Stoics, famously said, "The only constant in life is change." The Stoics took this idea to heart, recognizing that everything in the universe is in a state of flux, from the smallest atom to the grandest galaxy. Our bodies, our relationships, our possessions, our circumstances, all are subject to the winds of change. The illusion of permanence. We humans have a funny way of clinging to the illusion of permanence. We want things to stay the same, to remain predictable and comfortable. We get attached to our routines, our possessions, our relationships, and our sense of self. But the Stoics would remind us that this attachment is a source of suffering, because nothing in life is truly permanent. Think about it. Have you ever held on to a relationship long after it had run its course, clinging to the past and resisting the inevitable change? Or have you ever been devastated by the loss of a job, a loved one, or a cherished possession, as if it were the end of the world? That's the illusion of permanence at work. It's the belief that we can hold on to things forever, that we can control the flow of time and prevent change from happening. But the Stoics would argue that this is a recipe for disappointment and heartache. The Stoic embrace of change. So, how do you break free from this illusion and embrace the reality of impermanence? The Stoics offer a few strategies. 1. Practice non-attachment. Don't cling to things, people, or situations as if they'll last forever. Appreciate them in the present moment, but also recognize their impermanence and be willing to let go when the time comes. 2. Cultivate flexibility and adaptability. The world is constantly changing, so be prepared to adapt and adjust your course. Don't get stuck in rigid routines or expectations. Embrace the fluidity of life and find ways to thrive in any circumstance. 3. Focus on what you can control. Remember the Stoic dichotomy of control. You can't control external events, but you can control your own thoughts, actions, and responses. Focus on what's within your power and let go of the need to control the uncontrollable. 4. Find beauty in the impermanence. The Stoics found a certain beauty and even a sense of peace in the impermanence of life. They recognized that change is what makes life dynamic, interesting, and full of possibilities. Modern day examples. The Stoic perspective on impermanence is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of its truth all around us. The changing seasons. The natural world is a constant reminder of impermanence. The leaves change color and fall, the flowers bloom and wither, the tides ebb and flow. The evolution of technology. Technology is constantly evolving, rendering once cutting-edge devices obsolete in a matter of years. This rapid pace of change can be both exciting and unsettling, but it's a reminder that nothing stays the same for long. The aging process. Our bodies change, our relationships evolve, and our priorities shift as we move through different stages of life. Embracing these changes with grace and acceptance is key to a fulfilling and meaningful life. The Stoic advantage. By embracing the reality of impermanence, You're not just becoming more adaptable and resilient, you're also cultivating a deeper appreciation for the present moment. You're learning to savor the good times, to navigate the challenges, and to find beauty and meaning in the ever-changing tapestry of life. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Ryan Holiday puts it, the only way to deal with an unpredictable future is to focus on the one thing you can always control: your effort in the present moment. So today, let's make a commitment to embrace the impermanence of life. Let's practice non-attachment, cultivate flexibility, and focus on what we can control. Let's find beauty in the ever-changing flow of existence, and let's create a life that's not just about enduring, but about thriving in the face of change. And there you have it, folks. We've journeyed through the Stoic realm of the discipline of will, exploring 10 powerful lessons on how to cultivate fortitude and resilience in the face of life's challenges. We've learned to embrace hardship, challenge our assumptions, and focus on what's within our control. Remember, the Stoics weren't just about enduring adversity, they were about thriving in the midst of it. They understood that true strength comes not from avoiding challenges, but from facing them head-on with courage, wisdom, and a steadfast will. So, as we wrap up this 9th episode in our Stoic series, I encourage you to reflect on these lessons and start applying them to your own life. Cultivate a strong mind, embrace challenges as opportunities for growth, and never give up on your pursuit of a virtuous and fulfilling life. If you found this episode valuable, please give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the Stoic wisdom and empower others to cultivate fortitude and resilience in their own lives. Join us next time as we delve into the 10th part of our series, focusing on virtue and kindness. Until then, keep those Stoic vibes high, and remember, you have the inner strength to overcome any obstacle and achieve greatness.